97.9 FM, WCHL, also broadcasting on the 1360 AM, WCHL, and streaming live all over the world for all the fans of Lauren Stafford.
Man, we're busy.
Our international superstar joke teller.
We're busy. We're just everywhere.
Oh, I know.
Every time you list those many places we're on air, I think, my goodness.
Spanning the globe.
We are a busy few little people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we have this joke contest going on. It's almost over.
It is. Second last day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the second last joke. And I hope everyone remembers tomorrow, after we do the clean joke tomorrow,
yeah,
that we invite everyone to go to chapelboro.com, mm-hmm, click on the clean joke contest link,
right,
and every audio from the last 2 weeks will be posted there,
right,
for you to remind yourself each of the jokes, listen to all 10, and please vote for which one you thought was the funniest.
Okay.
Because we have to find a winner. This is all about finding the funniest clean joke.
We've had some good ones.
We have.
And we've had some that weren't so good.
They've ranged. Good, decent, pretty good, great, really funny, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, we need your help to decide.
Yeah, it's up to you to make the decision,
exactly,
folks.
Just because we thought they were funny,
mm-hmm,
doesn't necessarily mean you did.
Exactly.
And vice versa. So.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Right. So, what you got for today?
All right, we have a joke from Tamara Winstead.
Okay.
Tamara Winstead. Mm-hmm. Or Tamara?
Tamara, probably.
It could be Tamara. Tamara.
Yeah. South African pronunciation would be Tamara.
Back in my country, that's how we say your name. No, all right.
I'm saying, I didn't know what you were saying to begin with. I thought you were talking about the next
Tamara.
Day or something.
Tamara,
you know.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, Tamara Winstead.
Winstead, all right.
All right.
My husband and I have been trying to have a third child for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the day I was to take a home pregnancy test, he was called out of town on business.
Uh-oh.
So I had told our young daughters about the test, and they were very excited.
Right.
We decided if it was positive, we would buy a baby outfit to surprise their father when he got home to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us stood in the bathroom eagerly waiting for the telltale line to appear. When it did not, my thoughtful 7-year-old gave me a hug and said, "It's okay, Mom. The next time Daddy goes out of town, you can try and get pregnant again."
I'm just very uncomfortable with that joke. I just can't imagine that scenario.
Well, be glad you don't have to, I guess.
This woman
not
standing
really a
there
problem.
With two little girls.
Well, I mean, you know, if they're trying to find out, if it's a family thing. They all want a little sister, little brother.
Yeah,
but
true.
But, of course, you know, it's amazing the thought process of little kids. You know, it's like, don't worry, Mommy. You'll try it next time Daddy goes out of town. Oh, goodness.
Good luck on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
One more tomorrow.
One more tomorrow.
That's right.
I can't wait.
Me neither.